This is Jed Miller for the Revenue Watch Institute. A small number of oil and gas companies have proven that it's possible to be open about their payments and policies, but a new report released this week shows that most companies have a long way to go before transparency is standard practice in a business that is historically opaque, if not secretive.
We find that about two-thirds of the 42 companies that were included in our report are not yet disclosing enough information in the three areas that we looked into: payments to host governments, their operations, and also their anti-corruption programs in these different countries.
Juanita Olaya manages the Promoting Revenue Transparency Project at Transparency International, who produced the new report.
What we've done is we've looked into the revenue transparency policies and practices of 42 oil and gas companies and their upstream operations in 21 countries across the globe. We've looked at three areas of disclosure within this concept of revenue transparency. These areas are payments to host governments for the extraction of resources, operations information, basically the production levels, the reserves, and contract details of these operations in each country, and also the disclosure details of anti-corruption programs in these countries, and also at the headquarters level. Transparency International is an international, non-governmental organization that strives to create change towards a world free of corruption. There is a tragic paradox by which there are many countries in the world that, despite being rich in oil and gas resources, are struggling with corruption, poverty, lack of development, and often conflict.
This paradoxical relationship between natural resource wealth and poor development is a primary focus of the Revenue Watch Institute, the leading partner in the Promoting Revenue Transparency Project. Karin Lissakers is the director of Revenue Watch.
There is a link between the manner in which these resources are managed and the social and economic and development impacts of this extractive activity. This is the so-called resource curse.
Lissakers says most oil and gas companies have not institutionalized any policies to ensure transparency.
What jumps out from the data is that very few of the companies have adopted a clear corporate strategy on reporting and disclosure. A couple appear to have a comprehensive policy that covers operations globally, and they score the best. There are very few very good performers.
Though the report cites two-thirds of the companies evaluated for low or moderate performance on transparency, Olaya of Transparency International says the industry is awakening to the importance of this issue.
There's more and more companies that are really believing in this approach. They're increasingly embracing transparency and good reporting practices. There's definitely a couple of leaders, but many of them need to take the next step, though. Those improvements would be basically reporting their payments to host governments on a country-by-country basis in all of their countries of operation. Reporting on operations details in those countries, namely production volumes, reserves, details to material contracts in those countries, and also disclosing information on their anti-corruption programs.
What's the incentive for companies to take these steps toward transparency? Olaya and Lissakers each say there are compelling, if not urgent, reasons for any business leader who is thinking about the long run.
If you were the chief executive officer of a company, and I would tell you that I have a strategy that would help you build trust among your stakeholders, minimize your operation costs, and reduce risk, would you take it? This is why they would be interested in embracing this, because that's what transparency and reporting practices lead a company to, and that's why it would be in their best interest to embrace it.
These companies have invested billions of dollars in complex facilities, drilling structures, refineries, shipping facilities. They need to be where the oil, gas, and mining and minerals are. And if the country blows up, it reduces the company's margin of profit from that investment, which is very often a 10, 20, 30 year or longer investment. It can cost them a lot of money over time.
Lissakers goes on to describe how Revenue Watch hopes companies, stockholders, and lawmakers will use the report's findings.
The next step, one hopes, is that corporate management will take a good hard look at this data, and that the managers in the poorly performing companies will take corrective measures and to adopt the practices of the strongest performing companies. We also hope it will alert investors in these companies to the fact that they need to demand that corporate management adopt best practices and disclosure. We also think that it will encourage regulators and legislators to move ahead on uniform listing and accounting standards.
It's the combination of new corporate standards and government regulations that Olaya says can institutionalize revenue transparency in the extractive industries.
A proactive effort by the company, a decision to publish and to disclose this information, but also the action of home government regulations that require those companies registered or raising capital in those countries, making their companies disclose and report. That's the key to success.
Lissakers adds that the report is a welcome advocacy tool for Revenue Watch and its partners, who include Transparency International and the Publish What You Pay Coalition, among others.
We will make use of this report to advance our dialogue with industry and to advocate strongly that these companies improve their performance.
In a movement focused on institutional change to promote the public good, both women emphasized the vital role that citizens have to play. Juanita Olaya closed with an answer for anyone questioning the role of individuals in this ongoing effort.
The best antidote to skepticism is action. Actually, information and transparency is a tool that empowers citizens to act upon what they believe and to demand accountability from the governments and also from companies.
To read or request a copy of the report on oil and gas companies, and to learn more about Transparency International and the Revenue Watch Institute, please go to www.transparency.org or www.revenuewatch.org.